Heavenly Father,
Antemantarayo,
thank you that we can gather today to honor you.
Msota petaka fafaka mfuretse andruani and mevunaita now.
We pray for our children.
Mfavaka wandrisana kaizai.
We pray for the workers who are helping invest in their lives.
Mfavaka yankuzai wandru ulareta se manampi manme anzan petaka wanatan fena nisrosan.
May seed be sown into their hearts. May every child grow up to know you and to serve you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now this morning I want to speak a bit about the church and the mission of God. I'm going to share some of the vision of this church with you. Jesus is on a mission. And he has a strategy around how he's conducting his mission. And he has included you in his plans. There's no doubt about that from Scripture, that God has a role for every single person. I don't even think that there's like an A team and a B team in God's kingdom.
We're
foolish when we think like that. You think they're the guys who do the ministry and then the rest of you. But the Bible teaches that we are a priesthood together. And Ephesians 2 verse
10,
you should know it off by heart. It speaks of the good works that God has predestined for you to walk in. You know, if I go and I take a whole lot of effort to file metal into the shape of a hammer and put a handle on it and I make a hammer,
you
know what a hammer is? It's a tool for a job. Now if God goes to all the trouble of making us, He doesn't leave us without a purpose. If I took the time to make a hammer, I wouldn't then just put it up on the wall and look at it like, hey, look at that hammer. And it's obvious. Just put a little boy in the same room as the hammer. And he picks it up and he goes around looking for something to beat with it. Hopefully not his own finger. The point is, these things are made for a purpose and God made us for a purpose. And the degree to which you engage in that purpose is up to you in one sense. Because if you never seek out God and ask Him for vision, you might just play the role of a spectator your whole life. And He loves us. And He'll welcome us into heaven. But one of my fears is so many of us, including myself, will arrive in heaven and discover
all the missed opportunities. There's so much possibility in God. And he's not the one holding back. We are the one who holds back. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says he's predestined good works for you to do. In Acts chapter 17, it says that the place and the time of our dwelling is ordained by God.
So
he planned where you live. And how you come to be in this congregation. It's not accidental. There's a supernatural plan behind it. God actually wants to launch you like a rocket into his purposes. Are we struggling with the modern terms? God wants to shoot you like an arrow. I'm teasing. We're sitting here and God prepares things in our lives.
And
the rocket needs fuel in order to fly. But sometimes we just don't stay there in that preparation. We jump away, we run away, we hide away. Then in Isaiah, there's a text that speaks about the people of God. It says they'll be called oaks of righteousness, these big trees of righteousness. A planting of the Lord, in other words, God planted them. For the display of his splendor. God puts us here together to display his glory to the world. What a privilege.
And
so many of us are like passive and uninterested. Let's look at Ephesians 3 verse
10.
Read Ephesians 3 verse 10 and verse
11. Bampa fantarna iro fanapana sifaifana anendant am ni so ankeitin sao ni mamaru samiafa ni faendrenandriamanitra am ni fitondran fiangonan arakan fikasana atrayatray izay nataon tao am Kristy Jesosy tompotsika.
This text speaks about God putting on display, he's showing off.
Iti andala tsuratra masin ti de mlaza we asehoan'andriamanitra miariary any le zavatra any izany ohatra ny hoe mirehareny amin'ilay izy izy.
He's showing off to the heavens, to the angels and the demons.
Tena hoe mirehareny mihitsy izy eo anatrehan'ny anjely any, devoly any, lanitra iray manontolo.
To the world.
Amin'izao tontolo izao.
He's showing off.
Izany ohatra ny hoe mideradera mihitsy izy hoe asehoan'ny miariary ilay izy.
His manifold wisdom.
Le faendreny.
How?
Amin'ny ahoana nanaovany an'izay?
Through the church.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fiangonana.
So what you and I are part of is the display of God's glory.
Ka ny zavatra hoe misy anasy misy anao a dia anisan'ny le voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
Oh, that can't be a boring life.
Ooh, I tena tsy tokony ho fiainana makaleo be izany.
I don't know how you see your life.
Tsy koa ny fahitanao amin'ny fiainanao a.
But that life is not a boring life.
Fa izany fiainana izany dia fiainana tsy makaleo izany.
That's not a small thing.
Zavatra kely izany.
That makes the stars look small.
Izany mampatonga ny kintana ho kely ny fijery azy.
All you look up at the night sky and you see all those stars.
Rehefa mijery an'le lanitra ianao amin'iny alina iny a, mahita an'le kintana be dia be.
But he says the church is his manifold wisdom.
Izy nefa miteny ny fiangonana fanehoan'ny faendreny.
His great wisdom. So that's just stars, that's small wisdom.
Izany hoe le faendreny goavana be, le any a kintana fotsiny iny.
But what God has put you in.
Fa le toerana ametrahan'Andriamanitra anao kosa.
Is showing off his great wisdom.
Tena hoe maneho, mampiseho, mampidera ny faendreny goavana.
And the mystery that was revealed.
De le zava-miavina izay naseho a.
Was the fact that the whole world could be saved through Jesus. A few verses earlier, it speaks about how the Gentiles can come in. And this mystery that God will create a new community. Not just Jews, but people from every nation, tribe, and tongue
are
created into one man, a new man. The body of Christ. The people of God. A new tribe. I don't know what tribe I was. Vaza tribe. It's the past. But now I'm part of the family of God. It's a mystery. And it's accomplished in Christ Jesus. And there's nothing small about that idea. It's a spectacular idea that you can take the gospel to the ends of the earth. You can do this. You've been empowered with a message. That is the power of God for salvation. And you just have to speak it out. And someone from a completely different nation or tribe can come in. And become part of this new community. It's a magnificent mission.
Tena hoe asa tena goavana sady mahatalanjona izany.
In Matthew 24,
any amin'ny Matio toko faefatra amby roapolo,
don't have to turn there.
Tsy jery an'ilay izy tsika akory.
But the disciples always wanted to know, when are things going to get amazing?
Ireo mpianatra dia ohatra ny tia fantatra foana izy hoe rofina ary ny toejavatra vao tena ohatra ny hoe hahatalanjona.
When's the end of the world?
Is
it now, Jesus, or are you going to kick these Romans out?
And
Jesus kind of said, there's many things that still have to happen.
He said, there's going
to be wars. Earthquakes. And I'm not coming back on the 23rd of September. Even though Facebook said so. It was fake news. He said, no one knows when that time is that I'm coming back. But there is something that signifies, something that qualifies the timing.
Because
he said, while there are all these other rumors and there's chaos, then he says in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. As a testimony to all nations. That word nations is often the same root as ethnos or tribe. So you might have 20 something nations in Madagascar. Or maybe you have 100 nations in this city. Because they're coming from all over. But this gospel will be preached to the nations, and then the end will come. So there's some link between the end and the gospel. And then in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said you should go and make disciples. And he says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey. And then he says, surely I am with you to the very end of the age. How do you experience Jesus, his nearness? It's not just in prayer and in a quiet room. It's in his mission. Because that's where he is. He's on a mission to get the gospel to the nations so the end can come, because what comes next is even more spectacular. Heaven and the glory of God's presence makes earth look like a waste of time. So Jesus is on a mission. And I've been reading a bit about this idea of mission. And the academics, the guys who study the subject, they actually say God himself has always been missional. In other words, when he created the earth in the first place, he was on a kind of mission. His mission was to make his glory accessible to others to enjoy.
Ni mission ya de manawan funanya mba mba utakat niafa mba wazu niafa ankafizin.
So he created the world.
Tena murnan zot tul zawis.
And he made himself available to Adam and Eve.
Tena tonya afaka ni wazu ni atamasievan tena nzano afaka.
That's his grand plan is to share himself with people. Why? Because he's just that good. He didn't need to. He's just very generous. Have you ever looked at something incredibly beautiful? For a guy, maybe you've seen a very beautiful woman. And something of drinking in that beauty makes you feel like you've been enriched. If you never saw something beautiful, your life would be a lot poorer. Isn't that true? And so God is the most beautiful being.
And Amanda is like tenawe farakse tsara in jind.
Wants to share himself and disclose himself to others. What generosity. So God's on a mission. And the context in which he wants to share himself is with his covenant people. So let me read you a quote. Mission is derived from the nature of God. The classical doctrine of the mission of God is the Father sending the Son. So God the Father sends his Son. He comes on a mission to save us because we'd sinned. And then Jesus ascends to heaven. And what does he do next? He sends his Spirit. So the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. The mission's growing. And it's expanded now. Because now the next sending is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit sending the church into the world. Do you see how the mission originates in God? The Father sends the Son. The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit send the church. Isn't it beautiful? How God just absorbs us into His purpose. He just includes us into this mission. So the church is essentially missionary. So this next quote should blow your mind. The church is not the sender, but the sent one. I don't know how you thought about missionaries up until now. You probably thought of them as people who came from a foreign country, from another church.
You
probably thought you'd see some arriving just now for the English meeting.
That
guy is a missionary for the AOG.
That
guy is a missionary for the Baptists. That's not the picture. This is the picture. The church is not the sender, but the one that is sent. Its mission, that means being sent, is not secondary to its being, its existence. In fact, the church exists in being sent. See, if we don't get that right, there's some dangers. There's a risk involved. We can turn everything inwards. And we can become complacent or lazy consumers.
You're
sitting there and you consume a message.
You know,
like a baby bird.
Just put the worm in.
It doesn't do any work. And right now, you're not really doing any work. Don't worry. The work your brain's doing isn't that much. You're not going to burn out.
Collapse.
Listening to a sermon.
You
see, this is artificial if it doesn't result in something else happening. The kingdom of God isn't about spectators sitting and just receiving teaching. If we don't understand the mission of the church and that mission impacting us personally, this place might just become a preaching hall or a worship experience. You know what a worship experience is? We got together. We got the best songs and the best music.
We got the
anointed worship leader. And we come to experience something. The presence of God. Or maybe some goosebumps or a miracle. And people walk out and they say, that felt amazing.
Now,
the problem with church like that is the next time you come, maybe it's not so amazing. And then you're like, well, you know, that guy didn't play so well. Or this guy didn't sing right. I'll just go to the next event where there's more anointing.
Aloha wanem tanga na kreze metu mpepe ustra kuku.
The focus is all on you and what you're getting out of it.
Ni fifantoana dia ho amin'ny momba anao sy hoe inona ny azonao anatin'le izy.
You see, it shouldn't be about God's presence for us. And we do love His presence and we want His presence. But the church isn't firstly about God's presence for us.
But
it's about our presence for God. You assembled here. You gathered to be present to serve Him for God. So it's about your presence for God. We assemble like an army, regrouping in the battle. And then we get refreshment. And then we get sent out again. Sent.
Iran.
That's the mission.
That's
where you're going in a few minutes. You're not going back to just, you know, relax and wait for the devil to come and pounce on you. You're going out back into the mission. And so every one of us has this responsibility to carry the gospel to wherever God puts us. That's why Acts 1 verse
8,
it says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea,
Samaria,
and to the ends of the earth. And that's a missional statement. Don't sit there and say, oh well, I'm in Antananarivo, not Jerusalem. Sure, lucky me, I escaped that. No, that scripture just means God sends you from where you are outward. And he says, and I'm with you. To the very end of the age. So many of us are not experiencing enough of God. We don't experience enough of God. But it's because we never signed up for the mission. We never joined in. Because Jesus is there on His mission. And so I wanted to just preach this message to you this morning. That you need to see that the church is the sent one. I know some of you have got this. You're getting it and you've got it. But some of you haven't even tried to see the great things God can do through your life. It's a fantastic adventure when you step out in faith and just see what Jesus is doing.
He
hasn't asked me to do this, but you know Harry Vunzi is sitting over there. He's not expecting this at all, what I'm saying. I like that guy. He didn't wait for some elder to come and say, hey, he has a place, serve here. He saw this mission and he stepped into it. So already he's traveled to other places in Madagascar to try and reach other communities. And he's preached the gospel to strange tribes in Madagascar. He's been to France. And he's preached the gospel to people who are getting a lift in the car going from A to B, from here to there. But some of us won't even cross the road to speak to the person who lives on the other side of the road. And yet, you have the power to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And so I dare you, I challenge you. Find somewhere to step out and see what will happen if you pray for someone or if you share your faith with someone. It's not meant to be a boring life. And as part of this sending, I'm closing now. I wanted to let you guys know that Craig and Vivian and their kids are going for about 2 months to the west, just past Ankavandra. It's easy to find Ankavandra on the map. Just beyond there, on the other side of the Manambulu River. And they're going to stay in that area for 2 months. God willing. And shine the light. And you guys, some of you, will go tomorrow
and
just 15 kilometers and shine the light. That's what God wants. And so we're going to pray for Craig and Vivian and their family. And we're
going
to celebrate that this church is part of Jesus' mission.
And
I'm not just celebrating Craig and Vivian going for 2 months. When I pray for them and we pray for them, we're actually also praying for you. That you'll also go and embrace the mission of Jesus. Wherever God leads you. But this church is not a spectator church, it's an engaged church. We have a job to do. Okay, so Tudzu, take the mic from Vivian and Craig, come, let's pray for you. Okay, we're just going to, let's pray together. Why don't you guys stand? And they're taking their five girls with them. They go on Wednesday, the girls go on Friday.
Hier ni sanakarzareo favia amin'ny zoma izay vao tovolasa andeha ho akany amin'ny toerana izay alehan'zareo fa zareo amin'ny larobia dia efa hiainga.
Because there's too many in their family to fit in one helicopter ride.
Satria betsaka be dia be zareo amin'ny anatin'ny ankonana zareo dia tsy zakana helikoptera indray mandeha.
They're going to a remote place.
Andeha any amin'ny toerana tena lavitra indrindra zareo.
Some of you are going to a hard place this week.
Aran sasany aminareo koa mety andeha any amin'ny toerana tahaka an'izay ihany koa amin'ity herinandro avy ity.
We're all doing this.
Isika rehetrarehetra miara manao an'ity zavatra ity.
We want the name of Jesus to reach the people that need to hear.
Isika ny anaran'i Jesosy atratra ny olona rehetrarehetra.
So let's pray.
Ndaotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, I pray for Craig and Vivian.
Raina izany andantro mivavaka izay ho an'ny Viviana sy Craig.
We pray for their girls.
Vavaka izay ho an'ireo zanaka zareo vavy.
We pray, Jesus, that they would find you.
Vavaka izay mba hahitany zareo anao.
Waiting for them at the Manambulu.
Efa miandry an'zareo any amin'ny tanan'ny faritry Manambulu.
This is your mission, Jesus.
Misiona anao ty Jesosy io.
And you said you'd be with us to the end of the age.
Ary no laza hoe indro ianao ombanay mandra-patonga ny fataperan' izao tontolo izao.
As we go to make disciples.
Amin'izay le hoe mandeha manao mpianatra izay.
And Lord Jesus, we pray for your blessing on this family.
Tompo Jesosy, mivavaka izay ny fitahinao ny tsodranonao an'izao ankohonana izao.
We pray for provision and protection and power.
Mivavaka izay ny fanatsiana ny fiarovana ary hery.
Lord, let your name be glorified.
Tumpo aoka ny anaranao membonahitra anatin'izao.
And I pray for everyone in this church, Lord.
Ary mivavaka ako an-tsirairay avy ao amin'ity fiangonana ity, Tompo.
We go with you this week, Jesus.
Amin'ity herinandro ity izay dia hiara-ndeha aminao.
May every one of us go out in your power.
Ary aoka an-tsirairay avy hiaraka andeha, tena hiaraka amin'ny herinao.
And may we proclaim your name.
Ary aoka izay anambara ny anaranao.
That the nations would give you praise.
When firenena rehetra tena hanome voninahitra anao, mederanao.
In Jesus' name.
Ao amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.